Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Good morning, everyone, or maybe it's the noon, or maybe it's even the evening. I think we have some folks listening from Kenya today. So what a blessing that God is moving on the hearts of people literally all over the world through this little internet radio program on Blog Talk Radio. I'm so grateful to the Lord, and I know I share this week after week after week, but it is just such a joy and such an honor to be able to come and to share with you every single week. And I love to hear the praise reports of what God's doing, and what a blessing that is just to hear the many, many praise reports. And of course, I just give God all the glory and honor and praise because He truly does deserve it. And He and He alone. Well, what can I say? Oh, my goodness. We had the prophetic healing gathering this past Sunday night. And all I can say is that God just moved so powerfully. And wow, I experienced so many different manifestations of the Lord, and you know, because of His presence that was there, it was quite overwhelming to just going through the whole evening. But I just give God all the glory and honor for what He did, and I'm telling you, God is moving by the power of His Holy Spirit, and He wants to reveal to us, as I have spoken and taught in days and years past, He wants us to experience heaven here in the earth. And I'm telling you, when you start encountering the things of God and, you know, the things of heaven, your taste buds are just wet enough to just keep on, you know, to keep on desiring to know more and more about Him and to have that opportunity to really encounter the supernatural. And you know, we are spirit, and so we live in a soul, in a body, in a physical body. We have a soul which consists of our mind, our will, and our emotions. And as I have shared so many times, when we are saved, when we ask Jesus to come to be the Lord of our lives and we call upon His name, then salvation begins to manifest. Our spirit man becomes born again with the incorruptible seed. Our spirit man has become a new creature in Christ. But the thing is that our soul has still got to get saved. So salvation is a daily walk with the Lord. Salvation is for every single day. It's not just for that one time experience, because our mind still hasn't become like Christ. We don't have that sound mind. And only through the Word of God can we take on a sound mind in Christ. And then we still have to constantly struggle with doing His will and our will. You know, the Bible says that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. So praise God for that, that He gives us that opportunity to obey Him, But he gives us the grace to, you know, to be able to walk in the Spirit, and he helps us by the power of his Holy Spirit to take those steps that he has ordered for us. And so I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for the power that's in the blood of Jesus. And I'm so grateful for the cross and you know, that he has given us that honor and privilege of walking in his power, of walking in the Spirit, not just living in the Spirit. You know, I always tell people there's a difference between living in the Spirit and walking in the Spirit. And when we ask Jesus to come to be the Lord of our lives and our spirit man is born again, we immediately start living in the spirit realm in the kingdom of God because we've been adopted. And so we start living in that realm of, you know, the things of the Spirit, and we have access now through the blood of Jesus. But in order to walk in the Spirit, we have to obey the Word of God, because God said, my words are life and spirit. So if we're going to walk in the Spirit and manifest the life of Christ, then we are going to have to walk in the Word of God. And so so I'm telling you, I am just so grateful. The presence of God, let me just say, this was so strong during worship, and it was kind of funny. Just this part right here was funny. Not really. We use that terminology a lot, but it was just kind of funny that I wasn't supposed to be doing praise and worship, but I had to end up doing it, and my voice was just shot, as they say. Was not, you know, my voice was not one to be leading praise and worship. And so our sound person, she was gone out of town, and so someone else was doing the sound. And so everything, it just seemed like it, you know, just wasn't coming together. I mean, there would be, like when a song would begin, it might have been, the sound might have been too loud, so it'd be real loud, then it'd have to be adjusted. And then when one song was finished, it would go over into the other song when it shouldn't have. And, you know, there were just things, and it was just like I could feel myself. It's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I don't want to be up here. This is just so difficult. And then the next thing I knew, I'm telling you, I had to die right in that very moment to the Lord and just say, you know, please help me. I'm surrendered to you, but please help me, because this is just not good. And so as I began to just worship the Lord, and the more and more I was worshiping him, the more aware of his presence I became, and he was just embracing me and just lavishing me with his love to the point to where I could hardly even stand up. And from there, it was just, it was a different place in praise and worship this month. That's all I can say, is that it was just a different place that we entered into, and it was so holy that, again, you were just really just so overcome by the presence of God. It's just like, oh, my goodness, this is just, I want to live in this place forever. But anyway, as we went on into the service, and God just began to reveal himself and show himself so strongly to us. And people saw angels. There was gold dust. Some people said it was sparkly. People saw different colors. It was just one of those rare moments in the realm of the Spirit. One of those moments, though, that changes your life, because you encounter you're encountering heaven, you know, in the realm of the earth. And so, and then there were prophetic words that went forth and healings that took place in physical bodies. And it was just amazing what the Lord did. There were a couple of women who got healed their hips. They had a lot of pain in their hips, and it's just really such a blessing to see the Lord work the way that he does when we are yielded to him. And again, he just gets all the glory and honor and praise. And so if you're ever in town, now this month, the prophetic healing gathering was on the second Sunday because of the holiday, and we normally don't even change it because of holidays, but there were other circumstances involved. But the prophetic healing gatherings are normally on the first Sunday night of every month. So I think the next one is October the 4th. But if you are in town and if you want to come into town, call the church office at 972-772-5544. There are several places around to stay, and someone will help you to find a place to stay at that would be conducive to your financial budget. But I'm telling you, God is moving, and his glory is being revealed. And it's just life-changing. It is just so life-changing. But okay, I'm going to move on today. I was so excited last week because just simply that the program was on the air, because we've been having issues, technical issues, and other issues where they haven't been able to get my program on. And so I'm so grateful to get to be on today. And I'm sad, though, because I'm having a difficult time in pulling up my, what they call your studio. So I may not be able to take any phone calls today and take your prayer request, but you can email me at Diane@DoveMinistries.com, or you can go to Facebook and private message me just under Diane Nutt. There is an Apostle Diane Nutt, and again, I'm going to close that page out. So you can go to just Diane Nutt and send me your prayer request, and I will surely pray for you and praise God again for what he is doing and what he continues to do. And so I want to go ahead and jump in here, and I'm still trying to work with the studio to get it pulled up, but so far it is, part of it is pulling up, but I will let you know here. But I'm going to go ahead and get started. We started a few weeks ago, and I started sharing with you and teaching with you about the gates of hell. And, you know, where Peter, well, we're just going to read that whole story in Matthew, but Peter was very aware of who Jesus was because of the revelation that he had received from God. And let me tell you something about revelation. Revelation is a key to authority. You might want to write that down if you're able to. Revelation is a key to authority. And so, so you know, there's a lot of people in the body of Christ. In fact, there's millions of people that don't really realize the actual presence or the personality or the power of the devil. And so many just like to be like that ostrich, you know, that just puts its head down in the sand and just to totally deny the existence of Satan. And so even though, of course, a lot of people know better than that, but they just don't really want to discuss Satan or the wiles of the enemy or really be even disturbed about it. And so I remember I shared with you in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says that all scripture is given for inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. So we have to admit, there are things that point to the devil and even to his entity as we study and read the Bible. And so it's interesting that every writer in the New Testament talked about the evil one, talked about the enemy, about Satan. So it's really imperative that we understand who he is and what he is up to. And, you know, God is so faithful. He will show you what the enemy is about to do before it happens, so that you and I can pray and stand in the gap and stop what is going to happen. And let me share with you just one thing. Of course, there are many things that I could share with you, but let me share with you one example. When you live in that place of walking in the Word, trusting God at His Word, standing in the authority that you have as a believer, I believe personally that is the area where most believers in the body of Christ has a difficult time of really accepting the authority that you actually have as a believer. And so you have to look beyond yourself and realize that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you and lives in me. Wow. Holy Spirit, the power of God is greater than the power of the enemy. That's why he said, greater is he who is in you than he who is in this world. So we have to understand as a believer that God is greater in us. And when you start receiving that revelation from God, because, you know, Peter, let me just read it here. Because this is so powerful. Let me get to it. Here it is. Well, let me see where I want to start. Okay, it said, when Jesus came into the coast of Syria, Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that you are John the Baptist, some Elijah, and some others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Now, interesting. So this is what men were saying. But then Jesus, he said to them, but who do you say that I am? He was asking his disciples, who do you say that I am? And not what other people. See, a lot of times in this journey, we try to know God through other people's relationship with God. And because of what other people share and the things that they encounter and they experience, the things that they share, and we think, you know, that we know. But, you know, that's what they were saying, that, well, you know, he's just this man. But again, Jesus is saying, who do you say that I am? Now, I can just imagine and just picture how they were, you know, they were all sitting there and, you know, and Jesus is asking this question, and how they were different, the different ones that were standing there, you know, they were thinking about answering. They were thinking about saying something, but of course, you know, they were just quiet. But then Peter, you know, he spoke up. And he thought, well, okay, if no one is going to answer, and if everybody's going to be slow about answering, you know, Peter said, I'm going to jump on this thing. So, you know, Peter, he broke the silence, you know, that was there, and he went on ahead and he answered, and he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so that answer really just gushed out of him. It, you know, that answer, it just, it broke the silence. It's like everyone was just like, wow, what was that? You know, when someone speaks revelation from God, it's like an explosion. It's like the words are, they're loud in the realm of the spirit. And so, then Jesus, you know, he turned around to Peter, and he said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven." So it's Father God that brings and gives you the revelation through Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he said, and I say unto you that you are Peter. So he went from Simon Peter to Peter, which is Petra, which means rock. And he said, and upon this rock, he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So, you know, that's pretty powerful. I mean, that was pretty strong. And, you know, he was proclaiming, there was a proclamation being made there that the gates of hell would not prevail, that the fortress of Satan, the force, all of his imps, his cohorts, his, you know, the fallen angels, the hordes of demons, he was just making that proclamation and declaring that, you know what, the gates of hell, they're not going to prevail. And so we have to realize that we have that authority that God gave to us through his Son, and we walk in it by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we have to always remember that if God is for us, he can be against us. You know, when the Lord, and I'm going to get to my story. Some of you probably thought I forgot, but I'm going to get to the story now about, and this is, like I said, this is just one of them. I actually had a dream. It was a dream, and in this dream, my husband and I, we were at a it was like a football game, and we were sitting in the bleachers. I remember the cement and then the bleachers, you know, that we were sitting on, and my husband had gone to get something to drink and eat. And so whenever I'm sitting there, all of a sudden I just heard this loud boom sound, and it, you know, it kind of made you jump, of course. And it scared me. Well, in my dream that I had, my husband had fallen, and he had hit his head. And so, so of course I started praying like crazy, started interceding, and every day, you know, just taking authority and speaking that he is covered, that his head is covered by the blood of Jesus, that no harm would come to his head. And a couple of days later, my husband was out on the back of, now this is in real life right here. My husband was out on the back property. We have a couple of acres of land, and he was in the back burning some trash, and I was up close to the house. I had been swimming, and I was laying out at this point, just in a lawn chair or lounge chair, laying there and, you know, just dozing off. And all of a sudden I heard this boom. I mean, it was just huge. It was just like the sound that I heard in my dream. And so, of course, I sat up immediately, and I see my husband back there, and he had his hand up, his arm up close to his head, and he's walking backwards. And what happened was an aerosol can, he didn't realize that an aerosol can had gotten into the trash, and it exploded. But no harm came to my husband. Hallelujah. I mean, God totally protected and covered him and, you know, and kept his head. I mean, there was no injury to his head, to his body at all. And so that's just one, you know, that's just one thing right there. And so God just, he doesn't just show us, you know, things that are to come that are, and this is kind of hard to say, because that was a positive. That was a positive thing. You know, we, a lot of times we think, okay, God's going to show us, you know, you see yourself standing in a crowd of people and you know, you're praying for people and you see people healed and, you know, God shows, he doesn't just show us things like that, but he shows us things that have the enemy and gives us that honor and privilege of standing in the gap and being able to take that place of authority over the enemy. And how powerful, you know, is that? And so it's very, very powerful when you begin to understand the authority that you have been given. And so I'm so honored that the Lord has given us that authority so that we can maintain the victory that has already been won. And, you know, we have to learn to do that. And so to walk in that authority, for many of you, there's so many things that have been where it seems like the intensity of spiritual warfare has increased more and more. And so we have to understand that we are standing in the might and power of God. We're standing in his might and in his power, but it is by his spirit. And so that revelation knowledge that Peter received actually opened up the door for him blessed. And so I love it in verse 17, where Jesus said that you did not confer with flesh and blood. Flesh and blood did not tell you this. And Paul even talks about it later on in Galatians. And then Paul, he even addressed it to the church, and he said, but he received it through revelation knowledge of the gospel directly from God. And so there are things that we learn from heaven that we can never learn here on the earth. Okay, I'm going to say that again. There's things that we learn from heaven that we can never learn here on the earth. And there are truths from heaven that are never taught in a school. So if we are to learn them, we have to receive them straight from God. So when we speak by divine revelation, we're all blessed. And so any time that we can tell, and this is such a honor, just wow, such a honor, such a blessing. It's like any time that we can tell what God is thinking or what he's doing or what he's going to do, it's like we are blessed by bringing forth that revelation knowledge from God to speak to others. And so there's no one, including myself, you, there's no one who truly knows Christ except by that divine revelation. And so we don't get to know him through a sermon or by studying a book. I know a lot of people think that, but we can get to know him that way. But, I mean, it is true. I mean, we can. There's a certain honor and privilege we have of knowing him to a degree, but we've come to know him in a personal way only when the Holy Spirit reveals him to us, Jesus to us, as the Son of God. And so, you know, we have to understand that. And so the Bible talks about in Ephesians 2:1, people who say that, you know, that God is dead, they're spiritually dead. And they're dead in, you know, trespasses and sins. And so their spirits haven't been quickened yet. And their souls haven't been revived. And so they just don't have that revelation knowledge of Calvary. And so, you know, Peter, he was spiritually alive. I want to be spiritually alive. I don't know about you, but I want to live in a place of being spiritually alive. So I have to be seeking the Lord. I have to be spending time with him. And we have to understand that that we are stones, and Jesus, he is the chief cornerstone. And so when we begin to understand when Jesus said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my house, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. What was Christ, what was he talking about? He would build his church upon what? Not upon Peter, but upon the revelation that was given to Peter. And the revelation that Peter received is that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so then later on, Peter even wrote, you know, in the Word of God, in 1 Peter chapter 2, I believe, in verses 5 and 6, that's where he talks about that, you know, that we are lively stones built up as a spiritual house, as a holy priesthood. And he says, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone who is Jesus. So we are the stones. We are the lively stones. And so Jesus said that he, not anyone else, not another person, but that he would build his church. And so the church of Jesus Christ, of our Lord, cannot be built by or upon any human being. That's why we have to teach people to have a relationship with God, to develop that relationship. Unfortunately, there's been control and witchcraft. And remember, witchcraft is a counterfeit to true spiritual authority. And what witchcraft means is you're operating in a soulish authority. So we've had people, unfortunately, in leadership who have had people to be dependent upon them. But the church is not going to be built up on any other human being. It's built up on the eternal insight, that eternal revelation that only Father God in heaven gave Jesus and gives to us. So, of course, that the world could be saved, you know, from sin. And so some of you are saying, well, what does this have to do with spiritual warfare? It has everything to do with spiritual warfare. You have to understand where that power comes from and how you must walk. And, again, you cannot have authority, and you cannot, first of all, you cannot know Christ through another person. And a lot of people think that, well, I've read this, and I've got all this revelation. No, you just read some stuff. If you've received true revelation from God, then at some point in time, that revelation is going to be revealed in your heart. It will be revealed in your spirit. And so for us to know that Jesus is the chief cornerstone, that Jesus is the one who said, upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. We have to understand anything demonic is, you and I have authority over it. Why? Because God, Jesus said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And so the truth, that truth, not the truth, because there's a lot of truth in the Bible, but that truth that I just read to you that I've been talking about, that is actually like the nucleus of the church. And once you understand the power that you have, I mean, my goodness, after the crucifixion and resurrection, Jesus, he sent to the church the power of the Holy Spirit, right? He sent his spirit. And so, and then that came forth, that the gates of hell, or you could say the powers of death, that it would not prevail against it. So it was through his death that he was able to deliver the church, who through fear and death, this is in Hebrews 2:15, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage, and to send to them the promise of the Father, which is the Holy Spirit. And so this wasn't, you know, this was in Acts 1:4, and it wasn't to Peter's church, but to the church of Jesus Christ. And so when you begin to understand that, again, you will begin to understand more and more the authority that you have in the name of Jesus. The authority that you have had, or the authority that you have to take that place of authority, to stand and to be able to release dominion. And so he said, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. This was in verse 19. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And so, wow, that is just so powerful. And then it's crazy though, but because in verse 20, then he charges his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. And I think about this, it's kind of funny that there are some people that do not do that today. I mean, literally, you know, you declare Jesus as Lord, but you cannot have this kind of revelation, this truth, and it be revealed in your life, and your life not be manifesting and showing anything, you know, and demonstrating that power of God. And so we have to remember that Jesus Christ told us. The thing is that God, he didn't send Jesus so that we could have a passive church army. You know, in fact, he really rejects the status quo in the church. He said, I'll spew you out if you're lukewarm. I'd rather that you be cold. You know, if you're not hot, don't just be lukewarm. And so he can't use a church that is holding the fort behind closed doors. We've got to step out. In Mark 16 and 15, in Matthew 10 and 8, in 28 and 20, he tells us, go into all the world, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. He says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end. Well, man, there's some people like, I don't want to see no demon. I don't want to be casting out no demon. Listen, I can tell you stories that would make your every hair on your body stand up, as they say. But I'm telling you, there is no fear in Jesus Christ. because God has given you the keys. He's given you authority. And ask the Holy Spirit to give you that revelation so that you can understand that you don't have to be in your family. You don't have to be sitting back in that place of depression and being suicidal and being, disgusted, and because of all of the negative things, all of the things that are going on in your family, things that you feel like you just can't, get past. And, there's different gates. I'm going to be talking in the days or in the weeks to come, I'm going to be talking about the different gates, about the gates of hell. And so, the gates of hell, like the gates of heaven, they're not only to be understood as physical or geographical gates, but they're also gates of the soul, and then also gates of the spirit. And so there's geographical gates. There's soulish gates of immorality and apostasy and spiritism and gambling and philosophy and cults. And, the list just goes on and on and on and on. Superstition and, we've got to really become aware of the enemy. We've got to become aware of who he is, what he is up, intercessor. God is faithful. He is faithful to give you the revelation, but he is faithful to show you things that you can literally take authority over, that you can speak. I'm telling you, it's, the first time I heard a religious devil growling at me, I looked at the poor woman and I thought, man, this is a beautiful woman. And then all of a sudden, I start hearing this nasty growling coming out of her. But she was bound, and it was a religious devil that had her bound. But God gave me the authority to pray for her, to take authority over that religious spirit. And, the sad thing is that we don't understand, for the most of it, actually that authority that we have that can literally change family members and things going on in our home. I mean, I'm telling you, God has been so faithful to show me, and starting back years ago, years and years ago, starting back in showing me, it's just like I wasn't getting any breakthrough. I was praying over things that I thought I needed to pray and pray over and pray about. And next thing I know, as I'm caught up in the spirit, and the Lord began to quicken me. And whenever his glory cloud had come into my bedroom, because that's my secret place, and that's where I first saw the manifestation of the glory cloud. And I'm looking up, and, there's no ceiling on our home, and it's just the glory cloud of God. But on the other side of that glory, I saw a dim cloud. I mean, it was dark and it was dim. And then I see these little figures, these little dark figures that are all over the place, but on the other side of the glory. Now, that's just powerful right there. The Bible says that the glory of God is our rear guard. And the glory of God protects you. And then I start hearing those little demons, the darkness, start hearing those little demons talking, and they're like, how can I touch her? How can we get to her? I can't see her. I can't get to her, or I can't touch her. And it was just so crazy to hear that. And I'm like, Jesus, what did I do? And then he quickened me. He quickened me by his spirit, and he said, I gave you authority over the enemy. He said, I gave you the authority. And he said, so you start taking authority. He didn't do it. He told me to take authority over the enemy. And so as I put my trust in him and standing in that place to take that authority, one by one, it was just like as I was calling out the different spirits, you know, the darkness that was imposing upon my family and keeping them in bondage, it was like the Lord just, I mean, God just took his finger and thumped. It's like when I said, in the name of Jesus, you foul demon spirit of religion, it was just like his finger just thumped those little cohorts away until finally there were no more dark figures and there was no more dark cloud. It was just the glory of God. It was just the cloud of his glory. And there was so much peace, and it was so serene. It was just beautiful. But again, we have to understand. We have to get that truth in us and understand and know that our relationship with God comes through place of intimacy in him. It comes through that place of you know, knowing him by God through Jesus because of the Spirit of God. And when you begin to develop that relationship and you really start to believe, I mean, how many times do we quote, greater is he that is in me than he who is in this world? But then we are being overcome, and there's sickness, and there's poverty, and there's lying, and there's perversion, and there's lust, and there's anger, and all these things that are pressing against us, all these forces of darkness, you know, that are trying to come against us. And God has, again, he has given us the authority. He's given us that authority. And so I hope this is helping someone. And I'm so sorry, my studio has just not come up. I'm pretty disappointed that it has not come up today. And so I'm not going to be able to take your call. I've just worked on it. So we're still having a little bit of issue here, but at least I'm able to speak with you today, or to share with you and to encourage you that God is, again, he is for you. He is with you, and you are going to rise up. And I'm telling you, just like Peter, you are going to be spiritually alive. Amen. Peter, he heard directly from the throne room of God in heaven. Wow. That just, you know, there's something about being a new creature in Christ. It's like you're able to do things that you could not or were not able to do before. And it's because God shows you by his Spirit. God helps you and he shows you. And I'm going to close with this, a vision that the Lord gave me many years ago. And I see it coming to pass now, and it's happening. And that is, I saw a bunch of stones, of rocks, and they were just stones. And then, of course, there was a big, huge rock in the middle. And, I mean, this big, huge rock, it was huge. And then all these stones, and there was water that was trickling down over these stones. And next thing I knew, as the water had come down over all of these stones around this big, huge stone, some of these stones began to become dislodged from where they were. And it's not that they were in order, but it was kind of in order. You know, they were just stones going crossways. And what happened was, as they became unlodged and the water began to carry them,
see on the other side, you could definitely see where they had, you know, it was a bunch of there was like dirt. There was dirt and moss and just, you know, things on the backside of these stones. But then as the stones kept tumbling down and the water was washing over them, all of a sudden the stones were clean. They had become very clean and there was no dirt on them. And then the next thing that happened was the stones, the vision changed after these stones had, you know, had come down. And they were actually tumbling, of course, over other stones. But they were, the stones began to become lodged into places where the other stones had come out of. And next thing, all the stones were in place. There were no more stones that were tumbling down, but all the stones were in place. And then the vision changed, the stones changed, and then all of a sudden the stones became, they became these beautiful diamonds. Oh, my goodness. They were beautiful, beautiful diamonds, and they were reflecting the glory of God. Wow. They were reflecting the beautiful, beautiful glory of the Lord. And so, you know, God has given you and I authority over the enemy, and he's given us his power over the enemy as well. And I am so grateful for that, that he has done that. But he has also given us the authority over those things in our soul that, you know, that need to change. Those things in our soul that that try to defile us. God has given us authority and to be able to walk in his power, to be able to walk in his glory. It's just such an honor and privilege to live in the Spirit, but to walk in the Spirit, to be manifesting his power, to literally see. I said there's so many stories that I could share with you, but the program's just simply not long enough today. But I'm telling you, God wants you to have your stories. You know, it's one thing to stand in the pulpit or to be in a conversation with anyone and to share about what other people have encountered and what other people have experienced and, you know, to share their life. But it's a whole nother thing to share. It's a whole nother thing to share about your life and, you know, to share about what God has done in your life, what he has done for you, how he has enabled you, how he is taking you through a fiery trial, how he has taken you through the valley of the shadow of death. I mean, it's such a honor and privilege to know the Lord, to serve him, but to, again, to be given that honor and privilege of, to be given that honor and privilege of manifesting his power. And so be encouraged today, the one that declared it, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And so every fortress of Satan has to and is falling flat. And the church, we are victorious. There's a battle cry that is going forth. And again, if God be for us, who can be against us?
And so let's destroy the gates of hell, and let's rise up and make that way for others to come onto, again, to come onto the highway of holiness, and to know that God has made, He has made that way, and He has given us so much. We're truly not lacking in anything. We just have to find out and get through that place in our soul that would want to doubt and maneuver through the conflicts, the deep inner conflicts within us that says that we can't, or, you know, well, that's someone else can do that, but, you know, but not me. No, it's every believer has been given the keys of the kingdom of hell. God has given you authority as a believer. And so please trust Him today and start acting upon that authority. And remember, in and through His word, you don't just have revelation of Him, but you actually come to a place of that word is revealed in you. God is, He has literally by His Spirit given you revelation that is now being revealed into your spirit, being revealed into your life. And what a honor and what a privilege that is to have that, you know, to be able to walk in that. Oh, my goodness. God is so faithful. And so I just, again, want to encourage you today, and I'm so sorry that we were not able to get the studio up so I could take your phone calls, but please go to Facebook to Diane Nutt, or go to, you can email me, Diane@DoveMinistries.com. If you're ever in the Rockwall area or you would like to come in, please come and visit us. I promise you, you will feel the tangible presence of God. You will be moved. Your heart will be captivated by His love. And your life will change because of that one encounter with God. And so I love you. I'll be back with you again next week on September the 23rd. And just be praying and in agreement with me that this issue is going to be resolved once and for all, and going to be able to think back on schedule. And also, if you're interested in my first book, Behind Her Brand, just let me know. I will be honored to get you a copy. And fixing to have to order more books because the first shipment that I've got is, I think I have about 3 books left. And so we will mail it to you just for the cost of the book, $15, but we will pay for the shipping on it. So just let us know. And again, if you're in Rockwall, Texas, come and visit www.churchofhisglory.org. And I look forward to meeting you when I'm out ministering. If I'm in your area, please come and feed me. Let me know who you are. And remember to go forth in God's glory, walk in His power, live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and always have a heart of prayer and thanksgiving. Okay, until next week, this is Apostle Diane Nutt. I love each and every one of you. Bye-bye.